Hi, I'm Gemma Dempsey, and welcome to a new edition of KCRW's Global Gig Guide. This week, we'll head to Australia for the Falls, Pyramid and Sydney festivals, and to Mali for the Festival au Désert. As we head into Australia's peak festival season, there's loads of great ones to choose from. The Falls Festival began in 93, when a surfer decided to ramp up the New Year's Eve celebrations by inviting 5,000 pals to hear 9 bands perform at a local farm in Lawn, only to have 11,000 people show up. And so the Falls Festival was born. This year it takes place over 3 days from December the 29th at 2 locations, Marion Bay on Tasmania, as well as Lawn. Both are popular summer destinations, so you may want to extend your trip to include both the Falls Festival and a bit of R&R afterwards. This year, artists on the bill include Franz Ferdinand, Licky Lee, Fleet Foxes, Santa Gold, and Australia's own Violent Soho and Oggy March. The Pyramid Rock Festival also takes place over New Year's Eve at a stunning location on Phillip Island, just off the coast of Victoria. So kick out 2008 and welcome 2009 to the tunes of The Panics, who play Pyramid as their last Aussie date before heading out to conquer the world, Morcheeba, Cut Copy, The Black Keys, Little Red and Eve's Climb Blue. And by the way, I recently interviewed both of these bands for an extended Aussie festival special that you can check out in January on kcrw.com. The Sydney Festival begins January the 10th and goes till the end of the month to include Australia Day celebrations. It's the biggest event of its kind, attracting over 1 million people to its 50 events that range from theatre to dance to art to music. All tomorrow's parties will make their Aussie debut with Nick Cave curating. Other artists at the Sydney Festival include Grace Jones, her first show in Australia in 20 years, Mr. Scruff, Metronomy, Bon Iver and the Cinematic Orchestra. And finally, to Africa for the Festival au Désert. It takes place in a part of the Sahara Desert called Essakane, 2 hours from Timbuktu in early January. Originally based on the annual gathering of the nomadic Tuareg tribe, it's grown to include international artists, while keeping the focus on Malian and African music. Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant was involved from very early on and continues to be a regular supporter and participant. Artists for 2009 include Desert Blue, Vio Fakaturi, and the grand finale by Tinari Wen. They performed at the first Festival au Désert in 2001 and have gone on to tour the world finding fans wherever they play. I recently met the Italian composer Ludovico Einaudi in Los Angeles, who performed at the festival in 2004, and I asked him to tell me what it was like.
There were a lot of people arriving with camels. So it was beautiful. I remember the concert, you had the people sitting on the sand. And in the background, there were all the camels looking at the stage. They were looking like they were listening to the music. And it was amazing that everything happened very... There were a lot of bands, and it was very precise how everything happened, even if there was no electricity. So it was like a sort of Woodstock in the desert, and it was beautiful.
That's it for this week's and this year's Global Gig Guide. We hope you've enjoyed our virtual tours of international music festivals, and we wish you happy gigging for 2009. The Global Gig Guide is produced for KCRW.com by JC Swatek, and the theme music is composed by The Plush Interiors.